Good morning, everyone, again. Very welcome along to another daily devotional from Valley Baptist Church. And this morning, again, we're found in my greenhouse, which will be Wednesday, the 24th of June, when you're watching this, and how the weeks are going in. Today, I want us to have a wee look at one of my plants that I'm growing here, the cucumber plant. And I just want to show you something on it here. I have one in my hand. I want to point out these wee shoots here called tendrils, and you can see them. There's another one growing up. And the cucumber plant puts those out to give it support as it's growing. And I was thinking about that, and just want to speak for a moment about it from God's word here in Hebrews chapter 10. Verses 23 to 25, God's word says, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." And my thought today is, what is it that we've been holding fast to in these days? Most of the world is now holding on to the hope of a cure for this COVID-19 virus, because they were holding on, and we were all holding on so dearly before to things that have been taken from us, health, jobs, education, or socialising, our ability to meet physically with family and with friends. All those things were taken away for a time. Gradually they're coming back, but our ability to meet as a fellowship has been taken away from us, and we are holding on to the hope that the government will give us as guidance and the days ahead as to just what's going to be permitted on those lines, so that we can once again meet up as a body of God's people. And that should be our desire, to be together, to provoke unto love and good works, considering one another. That's a clear pattern of the church, not to be isolated from each other. And there's a lot of speculation as to what the new normal is going to be like and how society and the economy is going to operate in the years ahead. There's going to be huge loans to be paid off. There's huge backlogs in the NHS system. And we're looking every day for some snippet of information to hold on to give us reassurance that someone has got a plan to deal with all of this. And that, of course, is the responsibility of our elected government. And so we should pray for them, that they will know wisdom in these days, no matter what you think of politicians. But there is, of course, one and only one to whom we must simply hold fast to, and that's the Almighty, Living God of heaven and earth. He gives us each breath of life, and he's the one in whom our sure and certain hope is found, and he's the one in whom we as believers profess our faith in. He's the one who gave us his only son to pay the price of our sin in his own body. The Lord Jesus now ascended unto the heavens and interceding for us at the Father's right hand. He's the one who gave us the Holy Spirit to indwell, to guide us on our path here and correct us. The three in one, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. And that's who we should be holding fast to, not the speculation from the news broadcasters, not the snippets of information that were drip fed on a daily basis from the government. But we have in our God and our Saviour, one in whom there is no indecision, there's no doubt, no fear, there's no shadow of turning, for he is perfect in all his ways. And this is the one in whom we as his children need to hold fast to. I remember a good number of years ago now, when Joseph was quite young, he was out playing football at the side of the house, and there's a drop manhole out there. That's just a deeper manhole. It's probably about 4 or 5 foot deep. But anyway, the cover had rusted from the underside, and Joseph ran over it and it gave way and he fell down through. I don't think he fell completely through, maybe stopped at the shoulders, but anyway, he got out. And I remember him to this day coming running to me in tears, and he threw his arms around my neck holding on as tight as he could, and he could hardly tell me what had happened to him, because it had really scared the wits out of him. But it's one of those moments as a parent that you never forget, because your child ran to you when they needed that security and help, holding on tight as fast as they could. And folks, you know, most of you know I've got 3 children and I love them all dearly. But God loves them more. God loves you and I more as his children than any earthly parent could ever do. And that's hard to understand, but it's true. And he's wanting you and I to lay hold, to hold fast to him, for he is our Heavenly Father, the one in whom we have professed our faith. Last week, Joseph and I were working together, digging out some rock at the back of our house here. It's a job discovered I'd been better doing 20 years ago when I was a bit younger. But some of it's crumbly rock, mixed in with soil, and then other bits are solid that will not be moved by hand. And I said to Joseph that was the stuff that we're looking for. I'm wanting to get rid of all the crumbly stuff that breaks out and as you know, it falls away. There's a picture there of the world, and that, well, of God and the world, because God is that solid rock and the world is that crumbly stuff that falls away and will perish. There's only one on whom we can ever hold fast to in this life, and we need as his children to be reaching out in prayer and meditation upon his word. You see, we need as children to be reaching out with those shoots, grabbing shoots, those tendrils, until we find that support in God. God's always there in that place of support. He never ever moves, because he is that rock of our salvation. But if we're not reaching out in prayer and seeking after his righteousness, as I said last week, then we shouldn't be surprised if we struggle in this crumbling world that we live in. And I often, you know, when I walk past that manhole, I often smile to myself. It's now got a new cover on it, obviously. But I think about that time when Joseph ran for help, and it's a special memory to me. He's growing up now, he's taller than me, he's stronger than me, and he's fitter than me. And the days of him running for help to me are probably gone, you never know. But we have a father who, no matter what age we are, desires and expects us to lay hold upon him. And that's where we'll find the stability that we might keep on growing in our professed faith. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, "Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." Lay hold and lay fast. Remember in the book of Exodus, the rods of Moses and Aaron, the power of God was in the rod, but they had to take hold of it. Moses struck the rock and the water flowed. Aaron stretched out the rod and the plagues fell upon Egypt. And Moses held the rod of God above him with Aaron and Hur, encouraging him and helping him as the Amalekites were defeated. The power of God was in the rod, but Moses and Aaron had to reach out and take hold of it in their hands. The rod didn't come to them. They had to lift it. They had to lay hold on it. They had to hold fast to it until the battle was won. So today and every day, let's take hold and fasten to the same God, the same power, the same deliverer. He gives the strength. And like the cucumber, a plant needs to fasten to support with its tendrils. It puts out that shoot, looking for support that it can't see. And we in a crumbling, fallen world need to get fastened to the support we can't see, but we know for certainty that it is there, because God's word tells us that. He's the one who holds the entire world in his hand. So let's reach out and take hold today. And I would imagine, I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, but I would imagine how God will be pleased, as I was with Joseph running to me. He'll be pleased to see his children, his child, laying hold upon him, for his strength is made perfect in our weakness, for he is faithful that has promised. Let's just bow before the Lord in prayer and commit ourselves to him for the day ahead. Heavenly Father, we do indeed thank you that thou art our rock. Thou art the one Lord in whom our strength is found. And Father, we thank you that you are always there. We thank you, Lord, that you will never, ever leave us. And Father, we pray that today, Lord, especially, we might just reach out to thee, Father, in prayer and in meditation upon thee, and hold fast to thee, Lord. For this world is fickle. It's crumbling away, Lord. It's decaying. But Lord, thou changest not. Father, thou art the Alpha and Omega. And Lord, we just pray that we would realise that we just have to put our trust and our faith in thee, Lord, and hold on to thee each and every day as we travel and journey through this land. Father, we pray that you will just take our thanks for your mercy and your grace upon us through Jesus Christ, thy Son, who is interceding for us at thy right hand. Father, we ask that you'll guide us throughout this day, direct our thoughts, direct our footsteps, Lord, all that we do, may it be done for the glory of thy name. Father, we pray for all those who are working in the hospitals. Keep them safe, we pray. Particularly, Lord, those from our own fellowship, we would especially commit them to thee and ask thy hand upon them again and upon their families. Keep them safe and shield them from harm, we pray. And for all those, Lord, who have known bereavement in recent days, Father, we would commit them to thee as well. Pray that they too would find that strength and that support in thee. And Lord, for those who are laid aside with illness, Father, that those shoots will go out, Lord, that they would just hold fast to thee. For Lord, there's none other in this world in whom we can find our strength. So Father, guide us, we pray, and direct our steps, that we may honour thee above all, this day and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.